KD Country 94 weather.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Ample sunshine expected today with daytime highs approaching 64. West winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows level off around 36. High temperatures reach up to 69. Tomorrow, bright sunshine expected. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Right now, it's 55 degrees.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
I'm Marina Flores with RT News. Democrats in the Kansas House spoke on two bills regarding marijuana use in the Sunflower State. One would legalize recreational use, while the other would be limited to medical uses. Some lawmakers pointed to benefits like increased state revenue and the medical uses many vouch for, while others attributed increased crime in other states to their own legalization policies. And the state of Emporia's Hopkins Manufacturing has fallen through, and employees have already received termination notices. Hopkins' parent company, First Brands, sent Emporia City leadership a notice saying it has closed the plant at 428 Peyton Street effective on Monday. 118 employees immediately lost their jobs. 12 people will stay on to help close. Emporia's rapid response team is expected to be activated to help the displaced workers.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exterior.
We are the boy band.
Your tween made you see.
We are the boy band.
It's painful concert number three.
We are the boy band. We're 5 and 19.
We are the boy band.
Always singing on key.
You love your kids enough to take them to see their favorite band. Love them enough to make sure they're buckled up in the back seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Cherie Sample Hughes, Chair for Women in Government. February is Rare Liver Disease Month. If you're feeling unusually tired, struggling with brain fog, or dealing with persistent itching or body pain, it may be due to liver disease. Fortunately, liver disease is diagnosed with the use of simple blood tests and can help be managed with the right care plan. Talk with your doctor about getting screened and the best steps for treatment. With the right care and support, there's a path forward. Find more at womeningovernment.org.
Hogs are mixed, soybeans, cattle, and corn are lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Plant your potential and harvest your reality with Stein. Turn potential into reality by planting the best genetics from Stein and leveraging the extensive knowledge of their agronomic experts. Soybeans and corn are both seeing some profit taking today. March beans are down 5.5 at 11.42¾. May's 5¾ lower at 11.59¼. March corn's down 1¼ at 4.29¼. May's a half lower at 4.41½. Live and feeder cattle are sharply lower as bids and asking prices remain pretty far apart. April live's down 360 at 236.67. June is 357 lower at 233.12. March feeders are down 532 at 360.97. And hogs are mixed, spread unwinding, with April down 32 at 95.87 and June lean 20 lower at 109.97. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Is your current ride making sounds that aren't on the radio? It might be time to visit Lazy H Auto. Shop anytime, even in your pajamas, at LazyHAuto.com. Good credit? Snag interest rates as low as 5.24%. Building credit? No worries. Lazy H Auto has bad credit and credit rebuild options to get you rolling. Got that tax return burning a hole in your pocket? Put it to good use on a like new or quality used vehicle, including off-lease, highway-driven, and one-owner rides. And hey, there's still a few campers left at clearance prices. Enjoy a free 3-month, 3,000-mile drivetrain warranty on qualifying deals, or upgrade at a discount for a truly worry-free purchase. Set up your appointment 7 days a week. Shop LazyHAuto.com.
Goddard Repair is a full-service repair shop and used semi and truck dealer, and their services go beyond the basics. They work on automotive vehicles all the way up to semi-trucks. Their certified technicians will provide you with competitive pricing and comprehensive service. Protect your commodities with ease with our Sherco Sherlocks and Cable Locks. Goddard Repair will keep your farm up and running. They offer several styles of truck beds for all your farm truck needs. Let them install your next truck bed or fifth wheel hitch. Goddard offers BMW trailer hitch sales and installation. Check out Goddard Repair on Highway 24 on the east side of Beloit. Call now at 738-2140 or check out GoddardRepair.com.
Get ready to experience every buzzer beater, every fast break, and every slam dunk of local high school basketball with John Bowden on KD Country 94. Whether it's a nail-biting rivalry or an up-and-coming star making their mark, John's play-by-play brings the game right to your ears, live all season long. This exciting coverage is proudly brought to you by your trusted local businesses, Midway Co-op, State Bank of Downs, Schoen's Auto Repair, Cunningham Fiber, and Wakanda Boats. No matter where you are, stay connected to your hometown teams and cheer them on every step of the way. Right here on KD Country 94.
Community comes together, everything sparkles. Join Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems for the Everything Sparkles event celebrating our century campaign, A Time to Build. Enjoy Colorado Keys dueling pianos, a cash bar, and nonstop energy on March 27th, 7 to 11 p.m. at the Mitchell County Fair Building. Limited tickets are available at the hospital or online at mchks.com. Every ticket helps strengthen care and build a brighter future. The sparkle starts here.
Direct cash cattle trade is finally showing some activity, and cash hogs are lower. Hello, I'm Brent Barnett with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Cash cattle country now has some bids on the table in parts of Nebraska and Texas. Some asking prices have been noted around $388 to $390 in the north and $250-plus in the south. So far, they've been passed. Packer inquiry should continue to improve as the day progresses. It's possible that significant trade volume could be delayed until sometime on Friday. The USDA said that beef export sales were below average as most of the usual weekly customers trimmed their orders slightly. Boxed beef was mixed at midday with choice down 24 cents at $378.99 and select up $3.79 at $370.86. The choice select spread is $8.13. At the Bloomfield Livestock Feeder Cattle Auction in Iowa this week, feeder steers sold steady to $12 higher compared to the most recent sale. Heifers were steady to $10 higher. USDA says demand was good and included internet bidding. Feeder supply included 52% steers and 72% of the offering was over 600 pounds. Feeder steers at 700 pounds brought $402.50. Feeder heifers at 612 pounds sold for $390. Cash hogs are lower at midday with light opening negotiated numbers at the major direct markets. After the mostly higher prices and solid negotiated movement earlier in the week, it looks like many buyers have the needed near-term numbers in hand, leading to an end-of-the-week slowdown. Domestic pork demand is holding up well, even with plenty of pork on the market. And the USDA says that U.S. pork export sales were up sharply on the week and larger than average, with about 60% of the weekly total purchased by Mexico. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were down 88 cents at midday, with a base range of $88 to $93 and a weighted average price of $90.97. That same weighted average price was also reported for the Iowa, Minnesota, and Western Corn Belt markets. Barrels and gilts in Dorchester, Wisconsin were a dollar lower at 68. Sows were also trending a dollar lower at 62 to 68. Boars were marked at 22. Pork values were lower at midday, down 32 cents at 97.30. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. Wichita State women's basketball closed strong down the stretch, outscoring UAB 22-13 in the final frame to knock them off 60-54 on the road. Treasure Thompson led the way with 19 points off the bench, going 9 of 12 from the field with 5 rebounds and 3 blocks. 18 points for Abby Cater. She went 6 of 17 from the field and had a double-double with 10 rebounds. And Jada McLeod scored 12 points, going 6 of 7 from the field. The little Shockers outshot the Blazers 39% to 35.1%, just barely outshooting them from beyond the arc, 4 of 20 compared to 5 of 26. They're currently on the outside looking in of the tournament, but they do take on 10th and final seed Tulane Saturday at 1 p.m. on ESPN+. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
Coming up, it's your KDNS KZDY Sports Bite with John Bowden, brought to you by Treb Construction in Tipton, your one-stop shop for construction, concrete work, and garage doors.
Wakanda Water, a division of Remus Plumbing in Downs. Whether you need salt, water, water softeners, or a new RO system, give Wakanda Water in Downs a call.
And Goddard Repair, specializing in semi and trailer repair on Highway 24 in Beloit. Proud supporters of your area athletics. And now for your Sports Bite.
Beloit Trojan boys basketball team will get the postseason party started tonight when they host 4-19 Nickerson. The game will be at 6 o'clock tonight. In other games in the sub-state at Larned, it will be 8-seed Phillipsburg, 9-10, hosting Russell, the 9-seed, 10-12. Hoisington, the 4-seed, 13-9, will host Ellsworth, 6-14, 13-seed. Scott Community High School, 11-9, the 5-seed, will host Lyons, the 12-seed, 8-13. First-year head coach Mike Dole of Beloit High School said the body of work, 16-4. The Trojans have won 16 of 19 and 5 of the last 3. He has no concerns about this year's 4 losses, all to ranked teams, Concordia, Sacred Heart twice, and Hayes. He said the body of work that Beloit has put in will go a long ways in representing the team and finishing the season in the sub-state and possibly state tournament berth. He said Nickerson, despite their 4-19 record, have 2 great players in Bronner, a 14.4 points per game post player who averages 8.2 rebounds per game. He has a total of 288 points to lead the Panthers, and guard Welsh, a senior, averaging 8.6 points per game, 1.5 rebounds. He has 172 points scored. He shoots 38% from three-point land. He said those two players, the guard and the post, will be a handful tonight.
Yeah, so we talked after the game against Minneapolis, and we said, looked at the whole body work and said, hey, if you tell us before the season starts that we're 16-4 and sitting in the number one seed in our sub-state, get to host 2 first-round games, we're probably pretty excited. So definitely something that we should be proud of as a team, which is super awesome to be able to achieve that and do that no matter how it gets done. The only 4 teams we lost to are ranked teams within their class, and so we're not losing. We took care of business against teams that we needed to, and so that's been good. Another thing that we're really proud of is our JV went undefeated this year, and overall record, we had, I think it was right around 78%. We had an as a program record percent for the year, so being able to get done at all 3 levels is important to us too, and we were able to do that this year, and so hopefully we can keep that momentum going in here to the postseason. Yeah, so they're going to play hard. They're going to get out and pressure us defensively in the half court, kind of similar style to what we do, try to get some deflections and turn us over and stuff like that. And so we're going to have to be ready to handle that. Then they have a big kid inside who's a very good basketball player. Bronner, number 24, post player. He also plays out on the perimeter, so he's kind of inside-outside guy. It'll be a tough matchup for us, so we got to be good on him. They have a couple shooters to surround as well. So nothing that we haven't seen as far as playing style or anything like that, so that's kind of good. But looking forward to it, and we're glad that we get to be on our home court and make them travel less.
No other decision has greater impact on the success or failure of your building project than the contractor you choose. You want a contractor you can trust. At Singer Construction, you work directly with John Singer from start to finish to ensure you are a satisfied customer. Choose your contractor carefully. Trust the team that cares about customer satisfaction. Call John Singer with Singer Construction today, 785-545-4494, for your metal buildings and grain storage systems.
Make Calhoun Automotive your first call when you need work on your vehicle. Located in South Beloit, Brian and the other pros have years of experience in basic and major mechanic work. Anything from brake pads and rotors, alignments, oil changes and tune-ups to motor overhauls. They do full fluid flushes, bed liners, and exhaust work. When you aren't sure who to call, give Calhoun Automotive a call to take care of all your automotive needs. 738-5058. Call Calhoun Automotive at 738-5058.
Some internet feels like chasing a four-leaf clover. You spend all day looking for it and still come up empty. One minute everything's working, the next you're stuck in a loading loop that spins longer than a St. Patrick's Day jig. Lag sneaks in, buffering crashes the party, and suddenly your movie night turns into watch the wheel and think about it. That's where Cunningham Fiber comes in. No guessing games, no crossed fingers, just fast, dependable internet that keeps your shows streaming, your games running, and your whole house connected without a hiccup. This St. Patrick's Day, bring a little luck home. Make the switch today at ctcfiber.net or call your local office. Cunningham Fiber, your lucky connection all year long.
KD Country 94, country's greatest hits.